Okay, thank you very much for joining the weekly Thursday night Parsha Shir, Learning the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisisa, and we're going to jump right into the words of the Chasam Sofer on Parshas Kisisa. This Parsha is chock full, as usual, chock full of amazing, amazing Divrei Torah from the Chasam Sofer. Lots of really amazing and important lessons in the Parsha. I hope you can see the Mar Makomo sheet, which I did not send out to you, but it is on the screen, so I hope that you can see the Parsha Shir, the Mar Makomo on the screen. We begin with the words, He'ashir lo yarbeh, v'hadal lo yamit, that a rich person doesn't give more than a half a shekel, and a poor person does not give less than a half a shekel. Now, the Chasam Sofer takes these words out of their simple meaning, and he explains as follows: Ratzat nirali al derech musar ki schar mitzvah b'haya amalekan. And this is a statement of Chazal that I have spoken about many, many times. It's one of my favorite things to speak about, even as it is one of the most maybe distressing ma'amari Chazal, that we don't get reward for our mitzvos in this world. Why not? So I've quoted to you many times in the name of Rav Elio Dessler writes in his Sefer, it doesn't mean that there's no reward in this world. Maybe there is reward in this world, but this world as compared to the next world is so insignificant that it's as if you get nothing. Whatever you're going to get in this world, it's worth nothing compared to what you're going to get in the next world. Anyway, but there's no reward, and therefore, ha'ashir lo yarbeh, a rich guy is not going to get richer from giving the maksis ha-shekel, from giving tzedakah, from doing mitzvahs. The rich guy is not going to get richer because there's no reward in this world. Rak aser b'shvil shetis asher. Schar min ha-melecha. Rak aser b'shvil shetis asher. V'kamar hocha b'nidvas ha-mishkan o'shkalum l'karbanos lo yiyah schar mitzvah b'hayama. You're not going to get any reward. V'ha-ashir lo yarbe ashro. A rich person is not going to, aside from giving Meiser, where we have a rule, Aser, Beshril, Shatisa, Aser, Ta Aser, where the Gemara has a drasha, Meiser you're going to get rich from. But all other mitzvahs, Maxis, Hashekel, Tztaka, you're not going to get rich. Lo Yarbe, so he says that's a play on the words. Ha'ashir Lo Yarbe. You're not going to get any reward for mitzvahs in this world. Aidezeh. Ki huba l'chaper al nafshel seichem. Aval al kopanim hadal lo yamit. But a poor person is also not going to get poorer from giving the Maksis HaShekel. How does he understand that? Shelo yeh hezek vehefsid la'ani ayidei kiyum ha-mitzvah. Kiyum ha-mitzvos is never going to make you poor. You don't lose money on the money that you spend for mitzvos. Hadal lo yamit. A poor person will not get poorer by giving the Maksis HaShekel. Al derech Gemara in Beitza Daf Tesvav, Levu alai v'ani porea. God says, you could borrow from me. Don't worry, I'm going to give you the money back. Whatever money you spend on a mitzvah, God says, that's on me. Levu alai v'ani porea. And another Mamar Chazal, Shoimer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. Someone who observes the commandments, something bad is never going to happen. Whatever money you spend, don't complain about the money on the lulav. Don't complain about the money for the matzah, how much it costs. Don't complain about it. Because whatever money you... Don't complain about the money on the tefillin. Because whatever money you spend on a mitzvah, shoimer mitzvah lo yeda davara, v'hadal lo yamit. It's on me, God says. Whatever money you spend for mitzvahs is on me. Lesson number one. Let's continue. B'samim rosh mor deror chamesh meos. Where's Jerry in Israel? Man, it's rare to not have Jerry from Israel here. But anyway, we're missing Jerry in Israel. But okay. B'samim rosh mor deror chamesh meos. So this is talking about the spices in the Ketores. So Chazal saw a hint in the spices of the Ketores. Mor deror chamesh meos. Unkelus translates mar derar as mari dachya. And the Chazal say this is a reference to Mordechai. Mordechai HaYehudi from the Purim story. Take a look. B'samim rosh mar derar. Amru Chazal, the Romans al Mordechai. It's Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tesa Med Beis. Mordechai min haTorah minayin. Where is there a hint to Mordechai in the Torah? Shenemar Mor Doror. And the Targum says on Mor Doror, Mori Dachya, Mordechai. Now, what is this stuff? This Mor Doror, what is it? It's like bitter stuff that when you put it together in the Ketores, it becomes beautiful, sweet smelling. So says the Chasam Sofer, Mordechai was Ben Yair Ben Shimi. Who is Shimi? So Chazal say, Mordechai came out from Shimi Ben Gera, who was a wicked, horrible person. Shimi Ben Gera, who cursed David HaMelech. And yet, this wicked person produced somebody so great like Mordechai. Says the Chasam Sofer, why is Mor Doror a remez to Mordechai? Because Mor Doror comes out of a disgusting tameh animal, and they would take this disgusting spice and put it into the Ketores and would come out sweet smelling. So that's the remez to Mordechai, who came out of Shimi Ben Gera, and he was so sweet smelling, who came out of such a wicked person. You could have a sweet smelling guy comes out of it just like the Mor Doror. This myrrh, whatever that is, comes out of a disgustingly tameh animal, a treif animal, and it becomes part of the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Amazing. And he makes a whole calculation that it was 500 years from Shimi to Mordechai. So that's Mor Doror Chamesh Meos. That's the Chasam Sofer. He has a complex cheshbon of how the 500 years falls out. But to me, I think this is such an important lesson for parents, for educators. You see a kid, you know, you say, what's ever going to come out of this kid? You never know what's going to come out of a kid. You never know. I'm telling you, I've seen kids who, you would tell me in high school, this kid would be who this kid would be. I would never have believed in a million years. Then I have other kids who, no, I already knew from high school. He was already amazing. I already saw him. I could tell. But then you have the kid who like, Mamish Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin. From that family, how's this family ever going to produce somebody? But you never know. You can never give up on a kid. You can never give up on a human being. You never know who's going to turn out how. You can never predict it. It's very, very hard to predict. That's Mordechai, says the Chasam Sofer. Mordechai came out of Shimi Ben Gera, a wicked, wicked person, a tzaddik yisoid olam like Mordechai came out of Shimi Ben Gera. That's Mor Doror, Chamesh Meos. 500 years after Shimi Ben Gera, you had Mordechai. Let's continue. Re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzala ben uri ben chula mate Yehuda. So the Chasam Sofer quotes a medrash, re'ei. Very strange word. Look, re'ei. So strange. What do you mean? He should tell Moshe, guess who's going to be the artist, the architect of the Mishkan? He's going to tell him, b'tzala, give me, what's re'ei? Re'ei. Oh, look who it is, Moshe. I want you to take a look at this dude. This 13-year-old young phenom. This is going to be the guy putting together the whole Mishkan. A 13-year-old. So what's the significance? Take a look at the Chasam Sofer. Re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzal b'nu. He quotes the Medrash. Actually, he quotes a Gemara Brachas. Nun hei amar alef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ma'amidim parnas al atzibor, elam kei nimlochim b'tzibor. You're not allowed to elect a rabbi for the shul unless the shul decides who the rabbi should be. You're not allowed to appoint a ruler over Klal Yisrael unless Klal Yisrael wants the ruler. You're not allowed to have a shliach tzibur, a chazan, daven in shul, unless the chazan is merutze l'kol. It's got to be merutze l'kol. So take a look. Shenemar. And the Gemara Brachas learns it out from where? From this pasuk. From this pasuk is where we learn it. Re'ei, God says to Moshe, I want you to look this guy up and down. Look over this 13-year-old young guy. Tell me, is this the guy you want building your Mishkan, which is going to atone for you? Is this your Shliach Tzibur? Is this guy, Re'ei? Look at this guy. Tell me, is this the guy you want representing you in the Karbanos? In the Beis HaMikdash, to infuse your Beis HaMikdash with Kedusha? Shenema Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Amalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe, Hogun Alecha B'Tzalel. Do you agree that this guy is worthy? Moshe Amar Li Yisrael, and then Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Klal Yisrael. Hogan Aleichem Betzalel, v'chule. V'yeshlar Mayan, ki melech ha-mishkan ha-yel l'kapar al-cheta egel. The building of the Mishkan has to atone for the sin of Klal Yisrael, of the cheta egel. V'im kein Betzalel ha-yeshlucham. So Betzalel was a shliach of Klal Yisrael to build a Mishkan that was going to atone for our sins. V'asiyas ha-mishkan ha-yekadeshe. Yichup rubo b'nei Yisrael v'tzarech lios merutza l'kol. So Betzalel had to be merutza l'kol k'mo shliach tzibur. Shetzarech lios merutza l'kol v'lo bal karcham. You can't have the chaz and be somebody who nobody likes. V'lachein amar shiyisha l'kol. In my lifetime, I have seen chazanim in shuls dramatically change from when I was a kid to now when I'm older. The people have finally spoken. I think 50 years ago, 60 years ago, and there are certain places where chazanish and chazanim, there are people who like that. There are people who like that. I don't know too many of them under the age of 60 or 70 who like that, but there are some people who like a long, schlepped out chazanish and davening. Every year there become less and less and less of them. I don't mean to offend anybody on the call. I don't even defend. I have nothing against the guy who likes the long schlepped out chazan. If that's your cup of tea, more the power to you. You like to sit in shul for 4 hours, 5 hours, more the power to you. But the chazan has to be merutza l'kol. And the main job of a chazan is not to get up there and do a performance. The chazan has to be merutza l'kol. He's got to inspire Klal Yisrael for tefillah. He's got to be a Yirei Shamayim. He's got to be, having a nice voice is not the most important criteria. It is an important criteria, but Betzalel had to be Merutza L'Kol, like a Shliach Tzibur. Because if the guy's building your Mishkan, he's building your shul, he's endowing your shul with Kedusha, it's got to be somebody who's Merutza L'Kol. Whoever is gaining atonement for you is going to be your Shliach Tzibur. Your rabbi, your rebbe, your chazan, your shliach tzibur, these people are taking your tefillos, guiding your tefillos up to Shamayim. It's got to be somebody's merutza l'kol. So we have to understand what davening is supposed to look like and what a shul is supposed to look like, what a base medrash, what a mishkan, what it's supposed to look like, and you got to have someone who is merutza l'kol. Let's continue. Now, just a little point over here. Bigdei srod l'shareis bakodesh. Very strange pasuk. Es bigdei hasrod. What are the bigdei hasrod? And I read this pasuk every year 100 times. It's not the bigdei kahuna. So what is it? So the Chasam Sofer says that when a kohen wasn't doing the avoda, he had to wear he couldn't just wear jeans and a t-shirt. Kohanim in the off season, we're not allowed to just wear jeans and a t-shirt. You're a kohen. You're serving the Beis HaMikdash. You got to dress the part. If you're a Talmud Chacham, so you can't just dress in jeans and a t-shirt if you're a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Believe me, a lot of Talmud Chacham would rather dress in jeans and a t-shirt. They'd rather, it's much more comfortable. Sweats and a t-shirt, why not? But if you represent the Mishkan, you represent the Ribbono Shlom, you got to dress the part. So it says, Big Day Srod, says the Chasam, you know the Big Day Srod were? He says the Big Day Srod were the civvies of the Kohanim. When they weren't wearing the Big Day Kahuna, they couldn't just wear tank top and shorts. They had to wear Big Day Srod. People were going to ask them shilohs, people were going to learn Torah from them. They were the role models of the people. They were Enei, they had to look a certain way. They had to wear Rebbisha garments, maybe they wore a bekitsha, a kapata, whatever they wore, you know, a suit, whatever they had to wear something that's the big day srud. Isa b'gemara brachas daf nun hamad alf, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mfarshim, a pesha Ramban, so the Ramban has a different shot, v'efshar ol defarish, d'shaloi b'shas avod, d'lo ha'yolov, sh'lo big day chol, they didn't wear jeans and a t-shirt, k'shar ha'am, v'lo big day kahuna, Am yuchodim lavoida elohayo lahem begodim acher lubosh asher bohem hayim mitzuyanim they were distinguished. Kimo bigdei tamidi chachamim, like the garments of a talmid chacham. Shehima mitzuyanim, yan kihima hayu omdim l'sharis bakodesh. Lahoros horos l'bnei Yisrael, they had to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Kedeksiv kechol asher yoru eschem hakohanim. These were the big day srud. Kemo hasridim asher Hashem kori behem. Fine. Oh. Listen to the net. Now we get in as usual. The Chasam Sofer like picks up steam as he goes on throughout the parasha. Beautiful ideas so far. Beautiful ideas so far. Now he really gets cooking. Now he really gets cooking. So you got to stay in the shir for 15 minutes till he gets cooking. Here we go. Here we go. We got to take this one slowly. Now we're going to have some vintage, world-famous Chasam Sofers here. World-famous. But first, a beautiful piece on the sanctity of a Jew. How much does Hashem love and treasure and care about each Jew? We have to remember, how much does Hashem love and care inside? Listen to the way the Chasam Sofer plays this one out. Now, this is going to require a little bit of math. Not really, but let's see. Ach es shabsosai tishmoru. Observe my Shabbos. Ki osi beni uveneichem ledoroseichem. Because Shabbos is a symbol of our relationship for all generations. Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Through Shabbos, you can know how much I care about each one of you, how much I've sanctified each one of you. Says the Chasam Sofer, listen to this original, creative, brilliant pshat. How does Shabbos show me how much Hashem treasures each individual Jew? Listen to the Chasam Sofer's cheshbon. Listen to his calculation. Haramban Pirish, the Ramban explains, She'ach bo lemait pikuach nefesh umila shedochen haShabbos. Okay. I just gave a shiur on this tonight. Ach, es Shabbos osai tishmoru. Ach, but observe my Shabbos, which means don't always observe my Shabbos. If it's pikuach nefesh, I want you not to observe my Shabbos. Ach is a miut, it excludes something. So almost always I want you to observe Shabbos, but if it's a chil Shabbos, I don't want you to. Okay, pikuach nefesh. Umila. Bris Mila is Doicha Shabbos. I don't want you to observe Shabbos if you have a Bris Mila. And if someone's deathly ill, I want you to violate Shabbos. Chalel of Shabbos Achas, I want you to violate the Shabbos, and you should be able to keep a lot more Shabboses. So says the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehemid Beis. Ah. Says the Chasam Sofer. Ach, Balamai Pekunav Shemila. Shedochen HaShabbos. Umismichus HaParsha. From the fact that this parsha was written right next to the building of the Mishkan, Shabbos is right next to the building of the Mishkan. Lemeidin, Shemeleches HaMishkan Eina Doches Shabbos. We learn out that Meleches HaMishkan is not Doches Shabbos. You're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. So you are allowed to save a Jew's life. You are allowed to do a bris meal on Shabbos. You are allowed to save a Jew's life on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. In Cain, listen to the Chasam Sofer's cheshbon. Let's do the math. Shma mina mimeleches ha-mishkan. Shehaya inyan gadol ma'od. How important is it to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build a house for Hashem? And yet, as important as it was to build a house for Hashem, it's not doich ha-Shabbos. Avo began nidchem b'nei Shabbos. Uvecholzos Shabbos nidchem b'nei pikuach nefesh. And yet, the life of one Jew pushes away the whole Shabbos. Beis HaMikdash doesn't push away Shabbos, but the life of one Yid, to save the life of one Yid, you could reject, you could be mechal the whole Shabbos. Muchach, ki gedoyla kedushas Yisrael, how great is the sanctity of a Jewish life? V'yoseh kadosh v'choshev be'enei Hashem, nefesh Yisrael mi-Shabbos. Hashem considers a Jewish life more valuable than Shabbos. U'mikol shekein. Once I tell me that a Jewish life is more valuable than Shabbos, that you can be mechal Shabbos to save a Jew, kal v'choymer, a Jewish life is more valuable than the ganze Beis HaMikdash.
Umikolshkin b'nei Beis HaMikdash.
This is a raya of how much love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every individual member of Klal Yisrael. Desamich shmira Shabbos achar meleches haMishkan sheShabbos doicha isa. Aval ach muach shebikoch never toch haShabbos. V'zeh lodas ki ani Hashem mekadoshchem she'ikar kedushasi hu bachem. That my main kedusha is you. Oh, so how does the Chasam Sofer so beautifully read this pasuk now? Ach es Shabbos osai tishmoru pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Ki os hi beni v'neichem u'doroyzeng ledas ki ani Hashem mekadoshchem. The fact that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, that's os hi. What a brilliant pshat of the Chasam Sofer. Ach es Shabbos osai tishmoru. The fact that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, that's a sign that ani Hashem mekadoshchem, that you are more holy to me than Shabbos and then even than Beis HaMikdash. How holy is every Jew? How valuable is the Jewish life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to reject, his throw his Shabbos in the garbage and not build his own Beis HaMikdash? A Jewish life is more valuable than the ganze Beis HaMikdash, and a Jewish life is more valuable even than the holy Shabbos. Fakert. Achas Shabbos Tishmor ki osi veni venechem l'doreg l'adas ki ani Hashem mekadoshchem, that you're more sanctified to me than my Shabbos. And just as I was saying it right now, right, we have this statement that we talk about a lot on Tisha B'Av time, that it's a blessing that God took out his anger on the Eitzim V'Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash, but he let Klal Yisrael live. He let Klal Yisrael endure. What a great bracha that was. Because God knew that Klal Yisrael is more valuable than the Beis HaMikdash. This is the argument of the land for peace, Chevra. The land for peace, Chevra. We'll give up the whole Eretz Yisrael to save a Jewish life. Eretz Yisrael is not as valuable as a Jewish life. But anyway, here you see the Chasam Sofer brilliantly and beautifully, creatively and originally saying a pshat that osi beni venechem l'doroseichem, that a Jew is more valuable than Shabbos, and Shabbos is more valuable than Beis HaMikdash, we'll call this the transitive property, right? If Shabbos is more valuable than Mikdash, and a Jew is more valuable than Shabbos, well, then it stands to reason that a Jew is more valuable than Mikdash. Oh, the transitive property of the Chasam Sofer. Let's continue. Oh. Beautiful pshat. Here we go. We're getting a little bit to Chet Ha'egel territory. Here we go. Uvayom Hashvi Shavas Vayinofash. So right after the parashah of Shabbos, Uvayom Hashvi Shavas Vayinofash, and then it says, Vayitin El Moshe Kechaloso. He gave him the Luchos. Ksuvim Be'etzba Elokim. Ramaz Shebishah Sheshavas Vainofash Be'erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashos Nivru Aluchos Vahaksava Michtav. Wow. It says right next to the Pasuk of Shabbos, Shavas Vay Hashem rested. Right next to that it says that he gave him the Luchos. Right next to where Hashem rested. Says the Chasam Sofer, this hints to us, this that it states in Pirkei Avos, that one of the 10 things that were created, Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashos, was the Ksav and the Michtav. The Ksav and the Michtav, meaning the writing that was on the Luchos, the miraculous writing on the Luchos, was created Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashos. So the simple pshat over here is, you know, the famous story of the Luchos is that you could read them both on both sides, it would go straight through, so it's miraculous. Rabbi Soloveitchik had a different shot in the Ksav and the Michtav. What was miraculous about the writing of Torah? What's miraculous of the Ksav is the text, and the Michtav, the Ksav is really the writing, and the Michtav is the text. The way it was written, the alphabet, and the actual text. What do you mean that the text of Torah was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. So Salvechik, I think in one place wrote, I think I said this in last year's shiur, if I'm not mistaken, I said last year when we learned the Torah of Rav Salvechik. I'm sure I said, I seem to remember saying this last year. Probably Kirshner remembers what week I said it, but we'll see. We'll see. Aksava Michtov. The discipline of the study of Torah is unlike any other discipline. It's unlike math and science. It's miraculous. It's miraculous. They say that certain great gadolim, I don't want to mention one outstanding gadol of the previous generation. I don't want to mention his name because people on this call are going to think that I'm making fun of him. I don't mean at all. But one of the great, 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 great gadolim, his 8-volume sefer is sitting right over here on my shelf of the past generation. I'm not talking about, not Rav Moshe Feinstein, but somebody else. A great, great, great gadol. So they say, he wasn't such a smart guy. He wasn't so smart. He wasn't so smart. But when it comes to the study of Torah, what does it mean that, what does the Mishnah Pirkei Avos means that the study of Torah, the creation of the words of Torah happened Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos? Only miraculous, right? Bilam's donkey, right? And the ram of Yitzchak, these things, only miraculous things were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. What's miraculous about the words of Torah? What's miraculous? It doesn't work like a normal discipline. In math and science, so you got to learn 9th grade math, then you know 10th grade, then you know 11th grade. It builds on itself. You got it. You got to do A, then you know B, then you do B, then you know C. Torah doesn't work like that. Mitzvah goreris mitzvah. Tein chacham leviyechkam. When it comes to learning Torah and getting close to Hashem, you get a certain siyata d'shmaya with everything that you learn, that the more you learn, the better you get at learning. You go leaps and bounds. You don't progress arithmetically. You progress geometrically. You get a siyata d'shmaya in your learning, and you grow and develop in your learning in a way that doesn't make sense. It's mavel al arayin. It defies logic. You take a guy who can't understand a basic mathematical theorem. He can't understand the basics, but he can work and grow at learning. You get a siyata d'shmaya in learning that you don't get in other disciplines. Seder of Salvechik, that's what it means. Aksav ha-michtav was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. It's miraculous. The way you grow and learn, because it doesn't work just with normal logic. It works with siyata d'shmaya. It works that you're meimis atzmo aleh, you work hard, you struggle. That's what it means. Gemara says in Titus, yagata umatzasa. You got to work hard at learning. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't work. But once you work hard, it becomes like a mitzvah, because then Hashem gives it to you on a silver platter. Once you do the work, Hashem, yagata umatzasa. It's like a mitzvah. You find something you didn't know you had it in you. You didn't know you had it in you. You get siyata d'shmaya and you're learning. What, I'm going to go to a parsha shiur every week? I'm going to do daf yomi every day? There's no way I could do that. But you do a little, you do once, you do two. You see yourself getting better. You get better and better and better. You grow, you grow. You could do it. You could do it. That's what it means, said Rav Salvechik, that the ksav and the michtav was created Erev Pesach Bein Hashmashos. Skip the next piece. Come back to it if you have time. We'll skip the next piece also. Come back to it if you have time. The next piece is very long. I want to go. I'm going to skip a little bit more. We're going to go to this piece over here. V'ra'isas achorayu fanai lo yiro. You see where I am? See where I am? V'ra'isas achorayu fanai lo yiro. So, Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, God, hareini nas kvodecha. I want to see you. Let me see you. Very, very strange request. The Chasam Sofer doesn't talk about the request. He doesn't talk about the request. But what does Hashem answer him? What does Hashem answer? Listen, lo yirani adam v'chai. No one could see me and live. But let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in the cleft of a rock. I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. V'ra'isa es achorai. And you're going to see my back. Ufanai lo yiro, but you won't see my front. This is a world famous Chasam Sofer. V'ra'isa asachorayu fanai lo yiro. World famous. Says the Chazam, I'm going to do it inside because it's so important. Especially for those of us suffering during the COVID era. Yesh lomar, al pi remez. Hine adaro in kama. Kama, I don't know what that word. Anaro in kama divareha sibos mi sibos shonos hanasim ba'aretz mitachas. Asher anu masmiyin. He says a lot of things happen in this world that we ask. Lama asa Hashem Yisbarach kacha. A lot of things happen in this world and we ask, what in the world is God thinking? Why is God doing this? This is not good for the world. When chas v'shalom, a tragedy happens to a person. I remember when I was younger, I was in my early 30s. Unfortunately, this week, my dear friend Rabbi Storch lost a very, very close friend of his, passed away this week. I was also very friendly with this individual, a chavrusa of mine for a time. But when I remember when I was in my early 30s and I wasn't as wise as, I mean, not that I'm wise now, but I was a lot more stupid than I was in early 30s. And one of my close friends passed away out of nowhere. A perfectly healthy guy one day had an aneurysm, dropped dead. Five little kids, made aliyah, was a tremendous masmid, Talmud Chacham, I mean, a successful businessman, made aliyah. I mean, you couldn't, you know. And I'm telling you, I was in my early 30s, I could not wrap my head around it. I could not understand it. I couldn't wrap my head around it. So the Chasam Sofer says here that a lot of times things happen in this world. Asher ono masmim, lama asa Hashem Yisbaruch Hu kacha. Avol la'achar rivos hazman. But after a lot of time passes, onuro mumuvidin l'mafreya. We look back and we say, oh, now I understand why this happened. Now I understand why Hashem did this. Kol ka, hakol kasher lakol. Kol asibos, all these things that happen, all the tachlis kavanasim, kikulam hayu hachanos, they were all preparation kadesh teyasa davar gadol kazeh. There was something really big that had to come out of it. V'kasher haisa b'neis purim, harigas vashti, ulekichas Esther v'chol asibos, shes bibel davar hazeh v'akol haya hachana latzalas Yisrael. It looks like things are getting terrible. What's going on? We don't realize. Everything Hashem is making the wheels turn. Avol kodem shenasa piskam amelch einonu mevinim. Rak ma'aminim. Ki believe safek lo davar reku. Rak mimenu. We believe that. We just don't understand that. But Hashem has a plan. But we don't understand the plan. Tam adavar kamas v'nelam. V'zeho amuna tova gedolahu lanu. Ki mekabin schar al amuna. V'zeh. We get a lot of reward on the amuna. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is what the pasuk means. V'ra'isa v'zeh v'ra'isa sachorai. You will see the back of my head. Ufanai lo yiro. But you won't see the front of my head. What does that mean? After the thing is already done, when it passes by, you'll see my back. After the thing is already done, then you'll understand retroactively what my plan was. Avol lefanai lo yiro, but while it's happening beforehand, you won't be able to understand. One of the most famous pieces of Chasam Sofer. V'lo yavinu tachliso v'ze ufanai lo yiro. Wow. What a pshat. Hashem says to Moshe, you want to understand, right? And Chazal saying in Brachos, what was Moshe asking? Why do bad things happen to good people? That's what he's asking. God said, you're not going to understand it while it happens. You're not going to understand it in front, when it's out in front of you. After many, many, many years, maybe then, maybe you'll get an understanding of what my plan was retroactively, you'll understand this one went there and that one went there. And then, this was the whole point of it. I have been zocher to see so much siyata b'liya in her, so much siyata d'shmaya in my life and so many different things. And a lot of times when you're in the moment, you say, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm playing a part in a grand play, but you don't know how it's going to end. You didn't see the ending. So this is v'ra'isas achorai. When it's over, you'll look back and understand it. Ufanai lo yero. But in front, while you're in front of it, you can't see it. It's only when it's passed you by and you look at it from a backwards, from looking back. V'ra'isas achorai means if you look back, then you'll understand it. But if you look forwards, you will not understand it. Let's continue. Some of my favorite pieces of Torah here. We'll close with two amazing, amazing pieces of Chasam Sofer. I mean, the last one is super amazing. The second to the last one is just one of my favorite all-time pieces of Torah. There's a pasuk at the end of the parsha that says, after the Hashem broke the luchos and gave Moshe the second luchos, Ksav lecha es hadvar ma'ela, write down these words, ki al pi hadvar ma'ela karati tcha bris ves Yisrael. Write down these words, because it's through Torah Sheba'al Peh that I made a covenant with you. The Chasam Sofer says this pasuk makes absolutely no sense. Write down these words, because it's through Torah Sheba'al Peh that I made a covenant with you. What do you mean? You just told me to write it down. What's going on? The beginning of the pasuk contradicts the end of the pasuk. Let's take a look. Ki al pi advar ma'ela amru chazal meseches gittin dav samach lekaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu brisim Yisrael el al Torah Sheba'al Peh. God only entered into a covenant with the Jewish people only for the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Shneamar ki al pi advar ma'ela karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. V'tzarechi, and ask the Chasam Sofer, you forgot the beginning of the pasuk. Ha'mashmos ha'pasuk hu behepich? The pasuk implies exactly the opposite. What does it say? Maschil ksav l'chas advar, write down these words. Ki al pi advar, because it's these words that I made a covenant with you. Sounds like the covenant is Torah Shemichsav, not Torah Sheba'al Peh. M.K. Mashu gives bris kai al ksav lecha. V'la ha'tor shebal peh. V'amarti liyashev, says the Chasam Sofer, I said the following pshat, which is the simple pshat of the Gemara. Api mashu kosev ha'toysvus sham b'shem medrash b'pasuk. Pasuk says in the Hosea, echtov lehem rubi Torah, so if I write down most of Torah, k'mozar nechshavu, the goyim are going to copy it. Amar kadosh baruch hu, echtov lehem gam Torah shebal peh. Listen, we wrote already down the Old Testament, we wrote down. We wrote down the five books of Moses, we wrote down the Old Testament. So what did the Goyim do? They took the Old Testament and they made a New Testament. We haven't yet seen a new Gemara. We haven't yet seen a new Gemara, a new Mishnayos. We haven't seen that. You know why? Because for thousands of years it wasn't written down. For hundreds of years it wasn't written down. It was a special thing that was passed down from Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. Says the Pasuk in Hosea, Echtov lehem rubi Torasi. Had I written down most of Torah, k'mozar nechshavu, the Goyim would have stolen that one also. Taisus in Gittin daf samach. Im echtov lehem gam Torah shebal peh. It's bad enough I had to write down Torah shebuchsav. The Goyim stole it for the New Testament. If I write down Torah shebal peh, yatiko osa umas ha'olam. K'mo sheyatiko Torah shebuchsav, ayin sham. V'rotz alomar. What's going to separate us from the Goyim? We write down Torah Shebuchsav. They say, you got an Old Testament? We got a New Testament. You got an old Talmud? We're going to make a new Talmud. Imlehem gamkin yiskal chukim mishpatav aloksiv magid devarav liyakov chukov mishpatav liyisel loy asachin l'chol goy. Uvema shira chachmasu yisparach lahalas aloksav. Ve'ein hefsed lana ba'ata kosam. No sin rishus lichtov aval lo yoser. V'ine chazal dar shusham ksav l'chas at dvarim ha'ele. Dvarim ha'ele ata kosev. Ve'i ata kosev tor shebal peh. You're only allowed to write these words, but you're not allowed to write down Mishnayos and Gemara. That's called tor shebal peh. V'asi shapir. V'hachi kamer. Ksav l'chas at dvarim ha'ele. Kilo ichbas kulehai ba'ata kosam. I don't care if the goyim copy the Torah Shebuchsav. Why?
Ki al pi advar ma'ela karati chavrusis Yisrael. Because my special covenant with Klal Yisrael is over the Torah Shebaal Peh. Lo yinachar is bris el al Torah Shebaal Peh. V'yesh hakpada ba'atakasa. And therefore, I don't want them to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, don't write it down so they can't steal it. Avolo b'Torah Shebichsav. But I don't mind them stealing Torah Shebichsav because Torah Shebaal Peh, that's my special covenant with the Jewish people. Torah Shebichsav is pretty straightforward. It's the word of Hashem. It's pretty easy. It's the basics. Torah Shebaal Peh that requires thought and hard work and analysis, and it's difficult. That's where Hashem says, that's my connection to you, where you're going to sweat over it, and you're going to work, and you're going to need a Rebbe. You're going to have a Rebbe to a Talmud, learning Gemara, sweating over it. It's hard. There's no periods. There's no commas. There's no exclamation points. That's my special gift to you. That's my special connection to you. Ki al pi advar me'el karati et chabris. Rav Soloveitchik says beautifully that it's the Torah Shebaal Peh was written. Where's the klaf of the Torah Shebaal Peh? The hearts and minds of Jews of every generation. That a Jew has to sweat and listen and work and the guy and not let the goyim have that. That's just for us. Ki al pi advar ma'ela, this is Torah Shebaal Peh. This is why in DRS we spend 2 hours a day on Gemara and only 40 minutes a day on Chumash and Navi. Because of this Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach. Ki al pi advar ma'ela karati tcha bris yal. The ikar krisas bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Torah Shebaal Peh. That's loy asa chen l'chol goy mishpatim ba'yudu'um haluka. And the last piece we're going to do in 60 seconds is on Parshas Parah. This week is Parshas Parah. Beautiful pshat. Chasam Sofer has a beautiful pshat. The Parah Aduma atones for the sin of the golden calf. Interesting. This week we have that the sin of the golden calf is in Kisisa, and the Parah Aduma is read Parshas Parah. So Mamish, you have the Mamish in the same reading this week. What do you mean that the Parah Aduma is a sin of the golden calf? Says the Chasam Sofer so beautifully. What was the sin of the golden calf? We needed clarity. We didn't have emuna. We didn't have belief and trust and faith. Moshe Rabbeinu will come back. Where is he? Where is he? I need to see him. I need to see him. I need to know. Trust and faith and belief is not enough for me. Show me my leader. If I can't see him, I don't believe. Where's God? I don't see him. I don't feel him. Where is Hashem? He ditched. He's got Moshe Rabbeinu. He kept him up in Shemayim too long. Moshe is no longer my Moshe. God is no longer my God. We needed clarity. What does the Parah Aduma do? It's Metame, the Tahorim, and it's Metar, the Tmeim. Amarti Echem Avihu Chokim, and it makes no sense. Parah Aduma comes to atone for the sin of the Cheder Egel. You think you got to understand something? Well, let me give you something that doesn't make any sense. I demand that you observe, because the whole lesson of the Parah Aduma is not everything needs to make sense. You're not God. You don't understand Hashem's ways. We don't understand. We can't understand everything. We have to continue even when tragedy happens, even when we have difficulty and challenging times, we have to move ahead. We have to be strong. We have to do the best we can. We have to have trust, emunah, and faith. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Parah Aduma says, somebody tameh becomes tar, the tar becomes tameh. It doesn't always make sense, but it makes sense to the Ribbono Shlom. Even Shlom HaMelech, Amarti Echkem Avihi Rechokem Yimeni. So says the Chasam Sofer. Avol b'parah Aduma mitzvah lo malam gam anu, Einam Yodim. We don't understand it. We call Malcolm Einanu Maharim. Even though we don't understand it, we don't criticize. V'zeo amachaper amaisel egel. The last line. So Bez Hashem Rabbeisai, we live in challenging times. We should appreciate the sanctity of a Jew. We should not need to have clarity in everything. We should realize that even though mitzvos don't give us reward in this world, but they do protect us. Tzadikim can come from Rishayim. The people who are our representatives have to be have to be Merutza Lakal. Kohanim have to represent a certain standard. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves every Jew. Torah doesn't work with normal guidelines. I think these we skipped. And sometimes when you're in the middle of a pandemic, you can't understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing what he's doing, but hopefully we'll be zochet to see the time that we'll be able to look back and say, now I understand what it was all about. May that day come. B'mheirah v'yameinu, amen v'amen. Thank you so much for joining me. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.
Rabbeinu, that was awesome. Rabbeinu Shimi ben Geirin to Mordechai. That, I thought that was beautiful because that shows the value that the Rabbeinu Shalom has in Yit and Klal Yisrael, more so than his binyan. And the proof is, it doesn't matter even if there's a Rasha, you don't know what tomorrow could be.